listening to Audio Boo.
One nation where everyone gets along. Yeah, right. KidNation.com. KidNation.com. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, ladies. I want you to stay calm, okay?
Okay.
Because I have Ian Somerhalder on the phone right now.
That was my squeal.
What's up, guys?
Ian. What's up with you?
Hey, morning. Ian. What are you wearing?
Don't creep him out.
Not much. I mean, I have a little bit of clothing on. I'm sitting in bed with my pit bull, with my dog that I rescued, and my two cats that I've rescued from various places in the world.
Wow.
And it's just we're hanging out, going around the country, but we're never leaving the sack.
Oh. So it's like he's doing a photo shoot right now. I kind of have clothes on, and I'm with all my rescued animals.
He is truly, right? I know, he's like truly the most perfect man, right?
He's got a girl over there making him some eggs. I bet.
Stop it.
Something.
Really?
I was told I was going to be talking to four people. I got a little intimidated.
I know. We are a lot to handle.
Would you like one of us to leave, and who?
Oh, no. Hey, I was hoping you were going to invite more.
Yeah, it's a party. Hey, this is an exciting day for you, the 100th episode of Vampire Diaries tonight.
It's pretty cool, man. It's pretty cool. It's just a gigantic thank you to everyone who's been watching this thing. You know, I figure if that many people have been watching this show for that long, it must mean that there's probably been a copious quantity of alcohol consumed, because people keep coming back to watch the show, and I just can't figure it out.
Because it's so good, Ian. Come on.
No, it's really awesome, and we are beyond grateful and blessed. I think it's, 100 episodes, 100 of anything is a feat when you're talking about, professionally, personally, whatever it may be, and it's really incredible. And being there, I was there yesterday, and just looking around at the crew, looking at the set, how much work. I think if anyone knew what went into creating a 48 minute piece of television, you'd be blown away just by the amount of human ATP production and mind power and brain power and elbow grease that goes into it. So it's really cool for us, and it's we couldn't be more grateful for each guy.
Because it is true. The actors get all the glory, and there's so many people that make it happen.
Yeah, sure.
Now, people who watch Vampire Diaries don't watch it passively. They are very passionate. So you run into Vampire Diaries fans on the street quite a bit. What's the typical reaction? I mean, they kind of, like, I asked people, what would you ask Ian Somerhalder if you could talk to him? They were like, what does blood taste like? I'm like, are you serious? I don't think he's a method actor.
I used to have to always preface, because people would say, hey, are you a lot like David? And I'd always, particularly when addressing like large groups of people, I would always say, well, let me just preface. I said, there are a lot of similarities, between me and myself and David. But let me just preface this, as I am not a maniacal killer. I do not enjoy hurting people.
And then they're disappointed.
I mean, not anymore, at least.
Vampires have been trendy for so long. What? I'm curious. Who's your favorite vampire of all time?
Ooh, good question.
In terms of roles, vampire roles.
To be honest with you, mine's one of the more unconventional ones. I don't know if you ever saw that movie Shadow of a Vampire. Willem Dafoe created such a world for this man, and for the first time, I honestly felt what it must feel like to be absolutely alone, and the feeling of death and cold. And I know it sounds a bit morbid, but because Willem Dafoe is such an incredible actor, that movie made me actually feel what it feels like. Because, typically these vampires are in these pretty, I like to call them casings. They make them pretty. And so you just all feel all warm and fuzzy. You're like, oh, wow. There's a vampire in a 17th century outfit that's beautifully done. Or hey, there's a vampire in a slick leather jacket. Man, this one, Shadow of a Vampire, made me feel something, and it made me feel what initially we talked about in the show, which is cold and dead. And I thought it was just an incredible little juxtaposition to what we're used to seeing at this point.
Ooh, what a big word. So early in the morning.
Right.
Hey, Ian, you're a pretty fashionable guy since you've done modeling for Calvin Klein and all that good stuff.
Yep.
Are you into the harem pants at all? Do you wear those?
It's not harem pants, JC. They're leather sweatpants.
You have on leather jogging pants.
I got the drop crotches. You got some?
Wait, Someone thought it was a good idea to have leather jogging pants?
Yes, JC's wearing them this morning, and he's looking for validation from a celebrity.
Ian, please tell me you wear them.
Kanye has worn these.
How would you feel about sporting a pair of leather or pleather or vegan. We'll call
They're
them, vegan jogging pants?
Hey, you know, whatever gets you out there running in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
See? Here's the question you want to ask yourself.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily about, they may look cool and there may be a little bit of controversy around them, but the question you want to be asking yourself, the functionality question, how quickly can you get them off? You know what I mean?
There you go.
Ooh. They're off right now.
You're just that good.
Yeah. That quickly.
You know, I guess a lot of people DVR your show. You know, your show is really popular. I would like to know, what do you DVR? What do you record that you are passionate about?
You know, it's so funny. It's that old, that you say, like, the mechanic's wife's car never runs or the contractor's fence is never built. It's that same thing. You know, right now I'm just kind of in crunch time.
Mm.
I don't really get to watch television of any sort until we break in hiatus, and then I'm usually in Europe. So I'm trying to get those episodes. On my DVR is stuff with, it used to be, I don't really get to watch. I sound so lame, Aaron. I'm like, no, wait a minute.
Well, what do you wish you could watch?
I don't necessarily get to watch it. So stuff that's DVR'd for me is stuff that I need to remember to watch.
Right.
A lot of really cool environmental documentaries. I've just been kind of watching documentaries lately.
Ian, if you'd been watching the news this morning, you would have heard that Justin Bieber got arrested. Do you have any thoughts?
I had no idea this happened.
He just got arrested for DUI and drag racing in Miami.
Breaking news, Ian.
Breaking news this morning.
Hey, note to self, guys. Not the best idea to have some alcohol and then race down a public street where there are innocent bystanders.
Exactly.
Right.
But you know what? He had on leather jogging shorts.
No, he didn't.
He did.
He did.
Some photos.
And I'm sure you can get them off very quickly.
Yeah.
Well, Ian, we are really excited that you took some time to be in bed with us this morning your dogs.
No, thank you.
And Vampire Diaries.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, the Vampire Diaries 100th episode. It's tonight on the CW, 8:00 Eastern, 7:00 Central. Ian, anything you're promoting, you come back anytime.
I'm glad we're friends now.
Hey guys, thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm going to take you up on that. I'm going to take you up on that because I'm going to be promoting a movie and this new Showtime series very soon, this big environmental series. It's called Years of Living Dangerously. Check it out. It's pretty incredible.
Well, awesome.
Anytime you want, Ian.
Thank you so much, Ian Somerhalder.
Yay! Have a good day, buddy.
Don't worry. It's okay to be late to work. Sometimes. Hello. More of the Kid Kratic Morning Show is on the way.
You're listening to Audio Boo.